Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
When you think to as many exciting endings as they've had over the last week, week and a half, they've played tight games because they've not come up with a whole lot of hits with runners in scoring position. But my worry is this. Cubs bullpen over the last week, 25 innings pitched, 32 hits, 14 earned runs, 11 walks, 4 homers, 15 strikeouts. It's a 5.04 ERA. It's a 1.72 whip. It's only 5.5 strikeouts per nine. And if you take the last 7 days, Cubs relievers have been worth negative 0.4 Fangraphs WAR. They've come up with some big moments and they've been a little lucky to win a few ball games. Good teams can do that. You know, when you've got as many impact hitters in the lineup and a couple guys trending upward, you know, there are some hitters in here that can carry you through times of trouble. That's what the bullpen's been.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. We've got Bears list we're going to give you in just a moment. We've got Brian Geltzeiler at 10. We got the midday midway at 10:40. We've got some Bears surprises coming your way as well, and $1,000 in cash to be given away a little bit later on in the show. 312-644-6767. That's the phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670 The Score.
com.
Yes. And you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You can text. You can sext to 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
Read me the list.
You stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Our the video feed here is directed by Brian Gurr. These cameras at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, the executioner, Ray Diaz, the producers. You ready?
Yeah. You know, we had things planned. You know, baseball stuff, Cubs and Grand Slams and all that kind of. But no.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Ready?
The top 25 is out.
Here are the top 25 greatest Bears of all time
for
your perusal.
Give them to me.
Number 25 is Ed Sprinkle.
Okay.
He of the cold shoulder.
Way to go, Ed.
Good highlights. Congrats, Ed. Number 24, Joe Fortunato.
Thousand sins of Fortunato, I had borne the best I could. When he ventured upon insult, I vowed revenge.
Montresor. Number 23 is George McAfee.
Okay, 40 to 41. Also played from 45 to 50. Looks like George had a war.
Number 22 is George Connor. We're the George portion.
If you go over to the Chicago Bears, and I encourage you to go do so because they've got great pictures up, all these old timers and stuff, guys you knew, guys you didn't know. I think George Connor is the winner on this list for best presentation photo.
Yeah.
He is
great
giving
hair.
A stiff arm. No, he's wearing a helmet. He is stiff arming the soul out of a human being. He has de-cleated this man with a stiff arm, a left hand stiff arm to the jaw. It's illegal in the sport now, but George is giving him the business.
Number 21, Joe Stidahar.
36 to 42 and then 45 to 46.
Okay. Number 20. Devin Hester.
Ought to be higher.
Number 19, Steve McMichael.
Okay, that feels right.
Yep.
19, top 20 type guy, not a top 15. Feel like that's good.
18th is Jay Hilgenberg.
Ditto. I feel like those are absolutely tiered well.
17, Stan Jones.
54 to 65.
Okay. 16th, Bill Hewitt.
He is the same size as I am. Okay. 32 to 36.
Okay.
Bill Hewitt is my size.
Yeah.
That's too small. That's very small.
Mike Singletary is 15th.
Okay. So Singletary at 15 means that there are some very important and right and just names ahead of Mike Singletary.
One just ahead. Brian Urlacher is 14th.
Ought to be higher. Brian Urlacher is top 10.
Yeah.
Urlacher's a top 10.
I agree.
He redefined a position alongside Ray Lewis in a modern NFL. This was, I mean, he's a top 10 player.
Jimbo Covert is 13th.
Feels good.
Richard Dent is 12th.
Just 12? Not enough, right. Bears career?
One trick pony.
If two other seasons happen for the Bears with him, then maybe he gets high. Okay, all right.
Number 11 and criminally low is Dan Hampton.
Take a walk. Do your thing.
Okay. Dan Hampton was the best player on one of the best defenses of all time. Dan Hampton, wherever you put him on the line, made the Pro Bowl. Left end,
four different spots.
Right end, nose tackle, under tackle, wherever you played him, he was one of the best in the game at it, despite having knees that were ravaged by injury. Dan Hampton is not the 11th best Bear of all time. Number 10, Danny Fortman.
Smaller than my size.
Danny Fortman?
36 to 43. A guard. He is one quarter the size of Dan Hampton in the photo prior.
You know, this guy's, there's a bull in a china closet. I mean, he likes to ram and bam and do what he can do.
I don't know that Danny Fortman could have opened the door to that china closet.
Number 9, Doug.
Would have been too heavy for him.
Atkins.
55 to 66. That's the guy that that was the fill-in guy. When we did our leftovers video yesterday trying to fill out the top 25, that was Doug Atkins.
Number 8 is Bulldog Turner.
He was another, actually, I think. It's Doug Atkins, and then, if you heard this Bulldog Turner.
Gotta have Bulldog Turner
40
there.
To 52.
Number 7 is Bill George.
Okay. Bill George is the top 10.
Yep, I think you know these names now. 6th, Coach Ditka. Well, not Coach Ditka.
No.
The player, Mike Ditka.
Just the player, Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka, tight end, Hall of Famer, number 6, just behind the 5th best Bear of all time, Gale Sayers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Right there. Number 4, Sid Luckman.
No! No!
No?
He's not. He's Sid Luckman. I mean, for guys my age, for Bears fans my age, for the next 10 years after and the next 10 years before, Sid Luckman is the representative, just good enough, Hall of Fame quarterback. It's like, got to remember Sid Luckman in all of the different statistical categories. You got, don't forget Sid Luckman because he did so much for this Bears fan. He is the reason that McMahon's 53 and Cutler's 85 quarterbacks have been so bad for this franchise over the last 100 years, a Sid Luckman at 4 just feels like it's just a shot to rooting for the Bears the rest of the way.
Give you the top 3 in order after an update.
Gah.
Dick Butka.
It's in! Bear Down is back!
Thank God.
And in full digital glory. When we switched over to the audio systems, it didn't migrate. We weren't able to get Bear Down from Audio Vault into wide orbit, and it's there.
Thankfully, no one told the FCC. The license stayed. We're good to go.
I didn't think we could exist as a radio station without having Bear Down available for emergencies.
It was tough to get the entire orchestra in Russ's studio, but it was a team effort, and we did it.
Bear Down, Chicago Bears Orchestra, assemble! You blowing the shell.
Union fees are just out of this world.
They immediately show up. The 3rd best Bear of all time per the team's list of 100 is Bronco Nagurski.
Sure. It makes sense. Guy, you that dominant. 30 to 37 and then 1943. You got to get Broncos due.
Bronco, here is your due. The 2nd best Bear to ever walk the face of the earth.
Any drama here?
Not in my world.
Right?
I think this, again, feels right.
Nailed it.
The 2nd best Bear is Dick Butkus.
Of course it is.
I had Tyler Klutz.
Okay.
Well, listen, we all know that the show is big fans of Tyler Klutz in his Bears career.
Where's Taquan Mizell? And that leaves Walter Payton as the greatest Bear of all time.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's cool. I'm good with that. I'm not okay with Hampton at 11.
No.
I'm not okay. And notice William Perry is nowhere on the. You're telling me Patrick Manley is a better, greater Bear than William Perry?
I am telling you that. I'm telling you that Patrick Manley is the 100th greatest Bear of all time. Is and will always be. When we do this list in another 50 years and throw, you know, a whole bunch more players on there, Patrick Manley will and should still be the 100th greatest Bear of all time.
Are we just glossing over that Mike Ditka exclusively as a player is 6th?
Does that feel too high?
Yeah, he redefined a position, though.
I mean, he
he really did.
And he's the best at that position for that team.
I'm just saying, like, I could very easily swap him and Hampton and not blink.
I'd swap Sid Luckman and Hampton. Luckman at 4 and Hampton at 11? I could bump Hampton up to the 4 spot or the 6. You can have the 6 spot for sure. That still feels low for Dan Hampton.
And William Perry played for the Bears from 85 to 93. He had 29.5 sacks in 138 games, had 3 offensive touchdowns. We know that his fame was outsized.
Yeah, his fame was larger than his contribution on the field.
But he was a very steady performer on a great defense for a long time, which I think should have him in better standing than pick a name on here.
Steady, but not. I mean, he's not a Hall of Famer.
But he's a greater Bear than Eddie Jackson.
Yeah, that's probably true. I think. Well, it's an easy argument to make for any of the current and active players, right? I mean, other than Khalil Mack, is there a Hall of? No, I mean, it's that sounds and feels right. It's just to bump off active guys that you know are going to have trajectory. Feels a little weird to put Fridge Perry in there instead.
Yeah, I know he wasn't a spectacular player, but he was. I do think he was a more significant Bear than pick a name at the bottom of this.
So where does he slot in then? Bottom 20, bottom 10. I mean, you want to take Herman Lee off the list?
Fine, because I don't know who he is.
Fine,
I am happy.
Herman Lee, you're out.
Herman, I don't know who you are. Leave the room. This segment brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse. They're racing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day Monday at beautiful Arlington International Racecourse. Friday is College Day. Saturday features food trucks and live music. And Sunday is designed with families in mind. Close out the long weekend on Monday with holiday racing and entertainment. Visit arlingtonpark.com for details and VIP experiences.
So your guy that needs to move up is Dan Hampton, quite obviously. I need to move Sid Luckman down. The guy that Devin Hester at 20. And maybe this is recency bias. Maybe it's my age. Maybe it's just Devin Hester also read. I mean, he's the best to ever do that job. That job doesn't get to be done anymore. We're not doing that job. We're not returning kicks. It doesn't matter that much anymore. We've changed rules, and we'll probably soon lose kickoffs completely. But Devin Hester on that team, especially given how bad that offense could be at times. The hidden yards he got you, the actual points he got you.
How about how bad he was as a part of the actual offense?
You know, that's terrible as a wide receiver.
And he was even worse as a cornerback.
Awful. Yeah, sure. But I've noticed you don't see Jerry Angelo on this top 100 list. You know, I mean, that guy, it was his decision to put him in as a number one wide receiver. Come on. I mean, Devin Hester at 20. I'm not asking for 5 spots. I'm not asking for 6. 2.
Torrey Holt. Like, Torrey Holt alone knocks him down a couple of spots because everybody remembers the 2 kickoff touchdowns in that game.
Yeah.
But the fact that they kept needing them because Torrey Holt just left Devin in the dust.
Yeah, that he didn't know where he was. He wanted to, like, tie a balloon to him or something so he could follow him around like a snorkeler.
Eric Bledsoe trying to find Rogier last year. I don't know who he is. I've never heard of him.
Yeah, I got to take everybody's word for it on Sid Luckman, but you're right. Luckman's kind of the avatar for the fact that his name kept coming up even into postmodern football.
He just feels like,
told you how bad it all was.
He feels like Juan Pierre to me. I mean, really, Sid Luckman feels like Juan Pierre.
That is
the
first time
football.
That comparison has ever been
made.
Yeah,
and probably shouldn't ever be made again. And maybe it's just I'm disgusted now and I'll get over it later, but compiler in an era where For a brief moment, we figured these stats mattered. Like, look at all these things that he's doing, and look at the era that he's playing in. And then during that era, you find out that, oh, wait, some of those things don't matter as much anymore. And in fact,
right.
He's been caught stealing so many times.
That's
machine. Not Sid Luckman.
Right. Yeah,
that's kind of how it machine. Feels to me, the comparison. The level of player, the level of import to a certain franchise. I mean, the bar is so low for quarterbacks that Luckman gets to be up at 4. I get that. If you want to make him top 15, I'm cool. I'd like to flop him with Dan Hampton at 11. That'd be great.
All right, what do you think? 312-644-6767. We got that. We didn't even mention the Cubs last night. I haven't mentioned what went on with the Albert Almora.
Grand slams raking. Everywhere.
Tyler Chatwood is, if he wasn't a thing before, he is a thing now. And Joe Madden had some really interesting stuff about a guy who is firmly in his apparent circle of trust at this point.
If you've got meatballing to do on the Bears list, 312-644-6767. I get the feeling that not all of the meatball is out of Dan.
No!
So we'll probably revisit this list on the way, but a little Cubs conversation and a resurgent Tyler Chatwood. That's coming up next. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Well, if he's throwing strikes, man, he can do anything. Absolutely, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the first. But he's been valuable with the length like he showed today. We needed to have a length guy today. We needed a length guy tomorrow. Today was him. Tomorrow will be Montgomery. So we need it for each of these 2 days. And he came through. But as we, you know, rectify, maybe, you know, you get other people that could provide those jobs, then you can spot him up a little bit. It's all about him, man. If he wants to go out there and do that, put him in anywhere, anytime.
I never thought we'd reach a point where Tyler Chatwood, the pitcher Joe Madden discussed there, would be easy on the ice, would be less than a painful watch, and he has been, especially when Hugh Hamels was doing what Hugh Hamels was doing out
Come
there
on
yesterday.
Come on now. Come on.
Well, it's considered
fun. All right, so fastball command was a little iffy, but Hamels was veteran and gutty and gritty.
Yeah, but the second inning
had
72 pitches. That was a problem.
It's a tough start.
And even an easier watch sometimes than Montgomery because of Montgomery getting, you know, 0-2, 1-2. 2-2, foul, 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 3-2, foul, foul, walk.
Yeah, but the walk rate isn't quite as high for Montgomery as it has been the last 2 years for Tyler Chatwood. And I am still not settled by a Tyler Chatwood experience, though I have allowed myself to be encouraged. Remember about 2 weeks ago, you know, we were talking with Lawrence during transition and we were debating whether or not it was like encouraged or just kind of happy with it or somewhat like pleasantly surprised. I have allowed myself to open the possibility of being encouraged by Tyler Chatwood.
Yeah, me too.
Not settled. Definitely not settled. And it's actually a conversation that's going to play out over the next couple of weeks because as you look to improve this team, it is very clear that it'll be bullpen help that gets you farthest. So, what are you dealing for bullpen help? You're not dealing pitching for pitching. I mean, just because you've got a surplus in essentially the starting pitching role, because you could go down to Montgomery as your six and then maybe Chatwood as your seven, or if you want to flip that around, you can do that too. You're not dealing from that position of strength because that's the one that's allowed you to float by without closer and the other closer, without Morrow and Strope these last couple of weeks.
Bears list reaction rolling in to Bernstein and McKnight, starting with John in Fox Lake on the Score. Hey, John.
Listen, Perry needs to be on this list. He wasn't a mascot for the Bears. The position itself, teams had the scheme against him, and the NFL changed because of him as a player because other teams tried to model or copy the Bears, henceforth the Lions, when they brought in Ball. I mean, he was, in my eyes, a fridge copycat.
Well, the Bears weren't the first to do it. Remember, the Bears only used him because Bill Walsh had done it to the Bears in 84 in the playoffs.
But it just, I don't know, like for me, yeah, there's cultural, you know, the NFL always shows the Monday night game where he scores against the Packers.
Yeah, but look, I think the case is stronger, John. I agree with you, he should be on the list, but I think the case is stronger from a pure football perspective. If you just say for 8 years he was a mainstay on a top defense, that's enough to say he's better than Patrick Manley.
Yeah, he, you know, somewhere between 80 and 100, I would have been fine if he was there. But just to keep him off the list, I don't know. It's just
I think he should be on it. I agree with you there. I just think the way to make the case is to just stick with football and what we understand about the game, what we understand about the value of a defensive lineman with that kind of production.
Back 15 sounds fine to me. If you want to take Eddie Jackson off the list at 96 because he's still playing, that's fine.
Active Bears, there could be an argument there should be no active Bears on this list as great as Khalil Mack is.
There's an argument that Patrick Manley is the 100th greatest, and I'm tired of you trying to take him off the list.
Brian's in Kalamazoo. He's on Bernstein and McKnight.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Love your suit.
So I want to make a case about Sid Luckman. He was a transcendent player in the era in which he played football from the perspective of the passing game. That was not a big part of the NFL when he was involved. And you look at some of the statistics, you know, 2,700 yards passing in 47, 2,100 yards passing in 43 and 10 games and 11 games or 12 games. You know, that makes a strong case for him to be there because at the time there were really only two passing quarterbacks that'd be slinging Sammy Baugh.
Otto Graham.
Right, nothing. But that's
Otto
kind of...
Graham. Well, it was the 40s. Otto Graham wasn't he early 50s?
Yeah, I thought that Otto Graham was one of the first guys to realize he was allowed to throw it to people. So... I get it, Brian. I'm not gonna stand here and tell you that Sid Luckman sucked, but it just those of us who have to take everybody's word for it.
I get it.
You know, I'm sure you're right. Is what I'm saying.
Sammy Baugh was 37 to 52, and then Otto Graham came in 46 and played to like 55 or something like that. For what it's worth, I'm not telling you that Sid Luckman doesn't deserve to be on this list, but the mere fact that he was one of two guys doing what they were doing at the time doesn't scream top four to me. I'm not saying he shouldn't be on the list. I'm saying Hampton at 11 and Luckman at 4 feels a little weird to me. I just top 10, fine. Top 5 feels strange.
Northwest Side, this is Mike. He's on the score.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Mike!
Hello, Mike.
Connor, I agree with you about Hester, by the way, before I get to my point, which is that it's such a difficult thing that they're doing. It's like comparing boxers from different eras.
So it makes it fun.
It's so tough to do, but I'll do it because I did happen to watch the end of Butkus and a little bit of Ditka, and I remember them, and I don't think they're top 10, period. Urlacher, Covert, and Hampton not being top 10 just points out, you know, first of all, how difficult the job these guys gave themselves in trying to pick. And the other thing is, I'm away from my desk. Is it the greatest Bears or the best Bears?
I will check. It is the top 100 Bears of all time, as it's been termed by the Chicago Bears themselves.
Because of the difference in eras, best alone, most talented at their position. Sure, Butkus was, you know, an ass kicker for his day. He was a middle linebacker. It's basically a position that's been eliminated. And Ditka was the first one of John Mackey and Ditka and a couple of others, but nobody had thrown that much to a tight end before, so it was still developing. Once everybody else started doing it, well, he really wasn't that much of a standout. So, you know, again, difficult to do. A nice list, although I think those three names that I said that aren't in the top 10 belong definitely in the top 10 because they were that great. Thanks, fellas.
Appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, you know what? Mike points it out a little bit because I kind of I championed Ditka as a pioneer of the position at number 6. I guess I can't do that and then hit Sid Luckman for doing the same thing as pioneer of the position. I just have this, I don't know, growing up when I did as a Bears fan, you know, I'm in college during that Super Bowl run against the Colts, all that kind of stuff. Sid Luckman was a bad taste. Like, bringing up Sid Luckman over and over again, I was like, oh, great. Since Sid Luckman. And then it felt like crap because you knew you had a bad quarterback if you were bringing up, you were invoking him. For what it's worth, on the Bears website, it says top 100 Bears of all time on the actual slideshow and click-through thing. On the sidebar, it says ranking the best Bears of all time. So semantically, we've got a little bit of a conversation when it comes to the list itself.
Yeah, what's funny to me, too, is you talk about your age. People who, if you are listening to this and you're around my age, I'm going to be 50 in 3 weeks. 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
I haven't gotten anything
yet. A month,
yet.
4 weeks.
Am I supposed to get you anything?
I'm going to be, no, please
okay.
don't. Please
I'm
don't.
I'm not going
no,
to.
No, there's no party, no nothing, no anything. So when you grew up in the mid-70s and the late 70s, you had all the glory of Walter Payton, and that was it. Because if you look elsewhere on this list, for the number of guys who played with and around Peyton, and because Peyton, when they won the Super Bowl, Peyton was not at the peak of his powers. You're talking about the Bobby Avellini and Mike Phipps and Vince Evans teams, where it was Peyton, punt.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, there's Doug at 46. And you know, there's some other names that sort of were concurrent, but not really with... The peak of Walter Payton's powers. Jim Osborne's on the list. Wally Chambers is on the list. Mike Hartenstein is on the list. But it just shows how and there's Alan Ellis. He's there. But just how empty that entire era of football. And that was the era. That's when I learned to love the Bears. Think about that. Think about how much Peyton meant. They weren't even that good. The Jack Pardee team made the playoffs, and they got their dongs kicked in by the Cowboys, you know, by a real team. And, you know, you're lucky. You're lucky that you know, other people, and you, I mean, the fact that you had a Super Bowl team in college.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
No, it's you're absolutely right. It didn't feel... You know, at the time, too,
and I had one in high school,
this is on me, you know, feeling that, realizing at the time that this was going to be it almost did feel that way.
Wait, so you were born what year?
85.
Okay.
So I was born 6 months after this. Well,
you're born in 85.
6 months before.
So,
6 months before.
So the first seasons you remember are like early to mid-90s, like Wannstedt Bears?
Yeah.
Those are your, so.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know, and then there's the early high school.
I take it back. You had it worse than I did.
Oh, no, it was awful. It was god awful. And I grew up on the other side of the border, so that made it even worse.
Yeah.
You had the Mike Brown interceptions year where you won 13 games with Dick Geron, and that was just like, but you knew, like, even then, you held that puppy close because you knew it was going to go away.
All right, what do you think? Let's meatball it up here and cover ourselves in marinara sauce and enjoy. 312-644-6767. Bernstein and McKnight breaking it down, meatballing out on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.